Hello, welcome to a new episode of Rants with Danny Shee. Today is July 23rd, the Thursday. It's been a while since I've talked about the CPPL. Last week, I invited a dear friend of mine, UT Austin student Thomas Fitch, to talk about the state of U.S. sports. Make sure to tune into that one. Just a couple of college kids talking about whether some of the sports, pro sports or college sports we're going to start will start in the fall as the semester starts for UT and some and other colleges, some big time sports conferences are already putting out statements saying they will start playing in conference, etc. So Thomas and I was discussed about that and some of the plans by leagues like the NBA and the MLB about how they're gonna fix, how they're gonna limit the COVID-19 within their league as they try to restart. And so that's last week. This week we're gonna continue talking about the CPPL. The first half ended last Sunday local time, and we have a 4-day midweek break. Today is Thursday, so it's the last day of the midweek break. I thought it would be a perfect time to start reviewing the first half of the season and previewing the second half. And so what I'm gonna do is go through each team in the CPPL, so not including the Weichen and Dragons because they're still in the future series, going through the first half of all four teams, and I'm going to go through what I think about the performance overall, and then the good, the bad, and the second half projections. So let's start with, we're going to start from the bottom of the league, the Fubon Guardians. What I think overall, I think is, needless to say by myself, but it's a ugly first half for the team and the new manager, Hong Yizhong. They came in with a lot of veteran power, a lot of talent, but obviously the record doesn't reflect the experience and the talent that's on the roster. In the beginning of season, I did say that the Guardians probably will not be the great team that people were talking about because of their star power. However, it is quite surprising that they have fallen this much behind, in my opinion. However, the new players that manager Hong put in, especially after some of the scandals that happened during the first half of the season, I think that's showing the team has great has a future ahead. They're showing grit and they're showing passion for the game, and that's what I'm going to start with for the good. For this Guardians team, after manager Hong started putting in new players, like Fan Guochen, Li Zhongxian, and Sheng Haowei, not every one of those players are playing at the potential that people were expecting, but at the same time, they are very young. A lot of them are very young, so it takes time for them to develop that talent and develop that experience. Because at the end of the day, they are playing, if they're going to compete with the Brothers and the Monkeys, those are veteran players that have been in the league for years. They know what's going on, etc. So it takes time for them to develop. They're showing grit. There was one game when the Monkeys were still trying to compete for the first half championship. They played the Monkeys in Xinzhuang, and it was, I think, game two of that series in July. They fought back from down 6-0, and they fought back run by run, and ultimately they did finish the comeback with the walk-off hit against their closer, Chen Yuxun. So I think that shows a lot of grit for this current core. I think the team has a great future ahead. But right now, it's time for patience. The Guardians, the last couple of years, taking on the core that won the 2016 Taiwan series, were trying to use the same core and go back to the championship and grab the first championship under the new name. But obviously now with hiring Hong Yi-Jung and bringing in a lot of the young kids, second half of the season will be a little bit of a rebuild. It's going to take a little bit more patience. They're probably going to lose more than they win. But I think, again, that right now, for the young players, it's showing that they're mentally tough, that they can hang in there in a pro league. I mean, it's four teams, but at the same time, it is a very competitive league with a lot of great players. I think the young players are showing a lot of great signs for the future. Another good for the Guardians, their starting pitching staff is quite consistent. It's probably above average in the league, starting with Mike Lowry and Henry Sosa. Now, Lowry and Sosa aren't as dominant as before, especially Henry Sosa when he came to the league last year. He was probably the most dominant pitcher the league had seen. Obviously, this year he hasn't shown that same kind of dominance, but he's still a well above average pitcher in the CPBL, and so is Mike Lowry. So these two are gonna lead the pack for the pitching staff, and obviously because of the foreign player limit, you're gonna need some domestic starting pitchers as well. And I think Chen Shipeng is a really, really good piece for them, a really good find. He's a well above average domestic starter, especially at his age, which he's turning 20. He turned 22 last year. He's turning 23 in September of this year. So he's a young pitcher. It's gonna take time again for teams to develop pitchers into even a Wang Yizheng kind of pitcher for the Monkeys. But Chen Shipeng, being able to eat innings, he's at 57 innings in the first half. So he's on pace to eat over 100 innings, which for a domestic pitcher is a threshold. So if he can stay consistent, get five or six quality innings, we're not expecting quality starts every single game because he is young, but being able to be not be one of those starters that's gonna get taken out in the third or the fourth inning, I think for Chen Shipeng is, and for the team, it's nice to see. So the starting staff will be pretty good. But the worrying sign is the lineup and the bullpen. So let's go to the bat again. Like I said, I think you can say the bullpen, you can talk about the bullpen, the lineup, but really the one that I really struggle with for this team, especially in the early goings of their struggle, is the fact that they just can't, they just couldn't fight back from falling behind. There were games where they fall to a 6-0 lead. They fall to a 6-2-0 deficit in the early innings, and the lineup just, nobody stepped up. The bullpen, they come in and they couldn't stop the offense, which, I mean, it is quite frequent in the CPBL, but at the same time, your offense needs to find a way to fight back. For most of the time, the lineup doesn't seem to have an organized offensive to at least try to fight back. There, nobody seemed to stepped up. People were going for home runs or going for extra base hits. Even though under those circumstances, you want to be a little bit more pragmatic, want to stay in the zone and just put men on base. So that's really the disheartening part for me. If I'm a Guardians fan, those performances, especially if you start falling behind, nobody's gonna expect you to win every single game because it is, a professional sports league. You're not gonna win 8 out of 10 games, but there, in my opinion, there needs to be some sort of a grit or at least try to fight back or try to fight from behind for the team. And there were more than a couple of games that I watched that the Guardians just doesn't seem to have it. And I think that's the one thing that Manager Hung was told to fix when he came in to the league and was hired by the Guardians. And so I'm not gonna go too deep into the scandal, which is another very bad PR problem for the Guardians and the manager. But I think if the team, or if that was the bottom for the team, at least right now they're way above it. The young players are showing grit. They're competing at at a pretty decent level in the CPBL. And they're showing grit again. They're coming back. They're not giving up on games anymore, and so that's a great sign for the Guardians. The bullpen, I mean, the bullpen wise, I think that's a problem for most teams in the league. So, so let's move on to the second half projections. Let's just compete, you know, in a midst of transition and rebuild, you know, putting new players in, trying them out. When you're facing the Brothers and the Monkeys, just try to compete. Don't try to do too much. We understand that, you know, if you're not bringing those players back in from, you know, the likes of Hu Jinlong and Lin Zexuan back to the first team squad, you know, just compete. Go out there and make sure that, you know, you're showing the manager that you can be the long-term piece for this team. I think a goal for the team, a realistic goal for the team, is to finish above 500 against the Lions. And if you can compete against the Brothers and the Monkeys, winning one game or sometimes two games out of a series against them, I think that's a pretty realistic goal for the Fubon Guardians. And obviously, they drafted Zhang Jingde, who played for the Pirates and was in the minor leagues last year, which will be a great piece for the second half. A close, you know, a short-term piece that can help lead this young team. And so, again, for the second half, I'm not quite sure that they'll make the playoffs. I think the Lions are a little bit better than the Guardians right now at this stage of development. But if they can compete, they can make the other teams struggle and fight for the win. You know, I think that will be a huge boost for the team and the league. So that's the Fubon Guardians. Let's move on to the Uni Lions. I love this team. I love the Uni Lions. They just never give up. You know, especially even early in the season when they were struggling, they were losing games. They never lost games while making you, you know, they never lost, they were never losing games that but weren't competing. You know, they would fall behind, but the lineup is so good, and the players have so much grit in them that, you know, they always try to fight back. They always close up the lead to about 4 to 5 runs, so you're not gonna bring in a long-term, you know, a random pitcher to come in and close out the game. You always have to put in, you know, a pitcher that's on the good side of your bullpen, right? So that's what make this team so good. They have a young and talented core, and if they develop well, they sign a couple of great pitchers or foreign pitchers. They spend a little bit more money on overseas pitchers. I think they can compete as early as next season for a championship. So let's move on to the good for the Lions. I mean, again, not needless to say, the three musketeers in the outfield, Liang Ke, Su Zhijie, and Chen Jiexian. I mean, they're so good. They're so good. Chen Jiexian obviously was playing shortstop in the beginning, but they moved them to center field. But I mean, especially Liang Ke and Su Zhijie, they were so good in June that, you know, they posted a real problem for the Monkeys and the Guardians in June, which were important for especially for the Monkeys to finish on top of the league in the first half. They slowed down a little bit in July, but if Liang Ke and Su Zhijie can stay good and stay, you know, and they can lead the rest of the lineup, the hitting at the top of the lineup won't be a problem. But the bad part, again, needless for me to say, is the pitching and the bullpen. And this is the one thing I really struggle with. Maybe because, I mean, I don't know why they don't do this. I can't seem to pick up a reason. But there were so many games in which the Lions lost a game in the eighth inning, but not using Chen Yunwen, which is their most dominant pitcher in the bullpen. Obviously, he's the closer, but you know, it may be that they were trying, you know, they know that they won't be competing, or they, you know, but Chen Yunwen being so good in many situations, you know, there are times in which there are one out or two outs in the eighth, and you can totally put a closer in because there are men on first and second. You put him in, and in my opinion, if you're going to lose, you lose with your best pitcher. You don't lose with, you know, I would rather lose with my best pitcher on the mound than not. So I struggle with, you know, why the coaching staff don't put Chen Yunwen in the games as early as he has been. I mean, there are a couple of times where the bullpen would give up a two-run lead and the game is already tied, and then you put in Chen Yunwen, and then the other team will finish the comeback. I mean, I don't understand why they didn't put Chen Yunwen in earlier. They had to wait till the other team tied it up to put Chen Yunwen back in. But, you know, again, I would lose with my best pitcher on the mound, especially late in the game, than not. So the bullpen is still really young. I mean, throughout the CPBL, the depth of pitching isn't that great. And so that really affects the bullpen, the performance of the bullpen. Obviously, there are a lot of great arms in that bullpen, but they're not showing their talent on the field. Maybe mentally, maybe because of mental issues, they're not, you know, they're nervous coming in or stuff like that. But you know, if the bullpen can be a little bit good, and with a couple of good pitchers on the starting staff, with for foreign pitchers, I mean Logan Darnell and Farabin both left Taiwan, and so is Josh Renicky, and obviously some other pitchers coming in as well. But if they can perform well, this team will be a contender in the CPBL. So I think they're a legit second half championship dark horse. If they fix their 4-16 record versus the Brothers, they hadn't win against the Brothers since May. If they can fix that, if they can be just a little bit better, if they can finish around 500 with the Brothers, maybe a little bit lower than that, that's fine, and have a good record against the Fubon Guardians, and maintain that same grit versus the Monkeys, which Lions always give the Monkeys trouble. They can be lurking at the second or third place spot in the second half of the season. And if the Brothers win the second half, the Lions maybe have to face the Monkeys in a playoff series. And again, we all saw how the Monkeys struggle against the Lions in the first half. And so they could be in the Taiwan series. I don't think it's without a doubt that the Lions can be the Taiwan series this year. If their hitting is good, if the foreign pitchers they bring in are performing well, the use of bullpen a little bit, you know, utilize Chen Yunwen a little bit more in the bullpen in high leverage situations, I think this team can be a dark horse to be in the Taiwan series. Obviously, the Monkeys and the Brothers are a little bit more developed on that front. They're a bit more 2020 ready, but the Lions can be. I bring that team up to 2017 Yankees. They were supposed to be rebuilding, but they somehow fought into the ALCS. I think the Lions have a little bit of that grit. You know, again, if they can bring in a couple of decent foreign starters to fortify that starting staff, and continue with the performances by the Three Musketeers in the outfield, along with some veteran cannons like Chen Yongji, playing at their third base, and I think this can be a really good team going into the second half of the season. And then let's move on to the Rakuten Monkeys. We all saw how they came off the hot start in the beginning of the season. They were 16-6 by the rainout week. The rainout week was the third or fourth week in May, in which the whole week was strained out due to the monsoon season. They were 16-6, and after the monsoon week, they fell to 18-20. The big problem is that they just left too much runners on base. Especially since the monsoon season. But I think that's a good thing. I think That's not the worst problem to have if you're a hitting team. At least you're putting men on base. The next thing to solve is to stay in the zone and make sure you're bringing those people in. But if you're not even putting men on base, you're not gonna score. So, and you know, there were a stretch. I think there was one game against the Brothers, where each inning the leadoff hitter is on base, but they just never scored. And that's a first world problem to fix. I mean, it is a huge problem for a team that relies on hitting, but rather than fixing that, I would rather try to fix that issue than not having hitters on base at all, not even reaching base at all. Obviously, Zhu Yuxian, getting to a 13 home run season and then slow down tremendously. That's a huge part of the slowdown for the lineup. But I mean, personally, I don't think one hitter affects the lineup that much. I think during that period, Lin Hongyu, Chen Junxiu, Lan Yinglun, all of them faced a wall, especially with runners on base. And also, you know, the fact that, you know, if Chen Chen-Wei gets on base, almost always that inning, the Monkeys will score that inning if Chen Chen-Wei gets on base. And during that period when the Monkeys weren't scoring, Chen Chen-Wei hasn't been hitting that well either. And so there was a period of time, obviously, the lineup was spearheaded by Chen Chen-Wei and Yang Yaoxun, but that didn't last long, and some of the key hitters on the lineup starting to cool off a little bit. And that happens over a 120 game season. That happens a lot. But the good sign for this so-called cool off period for the lineup is at least there are runners on base. If you cool off such an extent that you're not putting runners on base, that's a bigger problem. So if they get hot, you know, if they get back to their winning ways, especially, you know, how they closed out the first half, they're, you know, not only were they putting men on base, they're driving them home as well. I think they will be another, you know, they will be back to their title favorites situation again. Now the bad is playing the Lions. They're 19-11 versus the Uni Lions, which is surprising. They dominated the Lions last year, and this year they just can't seem to find a way to finish the Lions off. And again, I think it's because the Lions are always trying to fight back. They always make your bullpen to come out and win the game for you. They're not gonna fall to 6-0 at the sixth inning and not score any more runs. So they're always gonna let your bullpen to come in and finish them off. And as we all know, the Monkeys bullpen is not the best bullpen in the league, nor the best part of the team. Chen Yuxun was had struggled in the early part of the season. That's why they brought in Wang Yaoling to take over the closer spot to fill the void, and Wang Yaoling has done a pretty good job doing that. But I mean, you look at the bullpen, right? It's Chen Yuxun, Wang Yaoling, and Huang Zipeng, the Tiger. Chen Yuxun obviously had struggled, so that's one off. And Huang Zipeng hasn't been that consistent this year. Wang Yaoling kind of it was struggling a little bit in June as well. The bullpen needs a little bit more work, and somehow they need to fix their record versus the Lions, or else, you know, the Brothers aren't gonna be that team that you're gonna beat every single week. So you can't, you know, you have to win those games against the Lions and the Guardians to compete for the top of the league in the second half. So the second half projections for the league, for the Monkeys, I think these 4 days is a great time for them to reset and refocus, especially in June. I think the team seemed to be quite tense, especially seeing how the Brothers are coming up and they were losing that huge 7-game lead. I think these 4 days, they, you know, refocus and forget about the first half. Let's go for the second half. They're still a favorite to win for a second half championship along with the Brothers. And if they can fix their problems with the Lions, they continue to beat the Guardians. I mean, they have a pretty good record against the Brothers as well. I think If they win the second half, they play the brothers again. I mean, they this is a squad that knows how to play in the playoffs and knows how to win the championship. So hope is not lost for the Monkeys. I think they still have a great chance to win. But obviously, these 4 days, how they refocus, how they reset, how the coaching staff reset, I think that's also a key issue. I mean, is a new coaching staff, and along with a new ownership. So, second half, just buckle down and try to refocus for the second half. I think the Monkeys can still win the Taiwan series, even though they gave up. I think, yeah, I think. You know, giving up this huge lead puts them back in a place where they realize they can't be complacent for the rest of the season. Let's move on to the CTBC Brothers. Obviously, the top half season champion, and they are guaranteed a spot in the CPBL playoffs. If you're still a little bit unclear as of how the CPBL postseason works, the CPBL Twitter page did publish a video that explains the CPBL postseason structure pretty well. So the CTBC Brothers are guaranteed a spot in the playoffs and have a pretty big chance of playing in the Taiwan series straight away. But in the top half, obviously, they started out slow. They showed a lot of grit, and a great bullpen kind of pulled them out from that, and led them to a top half championship. A great job by the rookie coach Cho Chang-rong and the rest of the team. I think that the team was, I mean, again, coming back from a 7-game deficit and at the end winning by 3 games. So you basically overturned a 10-game deficit. Well, basically beat the Monkeys by 10 games since the monsoon weekend. Monsoon week, I think it's a pretty cool pretty great move by the brothers, and show that this team has a lot of grit in them, and it should be a Taiwan series favorite. Obviously, the bullpen is a huge surprise. Tai Chizhe and Wu Junwei are really good and very, very nice surprises for the team. And, you know, this is, you know, part of the CPBL, part of the baseball is, if you, you know, carry a 1 or 2 game lead into the 7th and 8th inning in the CPBL, you're always, you know, sweating, you're not sure if you're gonna close it off. But for the bullpen and the brothers, you know, in June and July, the instant noodle group, you know, Cai Chizhe, Wu Junwei, and Li Zhengchang have been doing so well closing games off. It gives the whole team confidence. I mean, if you're a hitter and you know that the team, you know, you know that you don't have to put runs upon runs, especially in the late innings. That's a great place to be, you know, for the Monkeys. They sometimes have to play like that. They need to make sure that they give enough runs to the for the bullpens to close it out. If they are still only winning by 3 or 2, you know, they're always a worry that the bullpen might give it up. But if you're playing for the brothers, that's not a thing anymore because the bullpen has been so good. And so if you're the starter, you're feeling more confident going into the game. If you're the lineup, if you're part of the lineup, you go into the game and you know that if you're winning by 2 or 3 by the 7th inning, it's a shortened game and you're going to win this game, which is quite rare in the CPBL. So I think the bullpen has been a really nice surprise for the brothers and the CPBL. Now, obviously, the bad, they have a pretty their record against the Monkeys are not great. They're 8-12 versus the Monkeys, and that's the reason why the Monkeys were able to keep close with the brothers in June. I mean, you know, we talk about the hot start by the Monkeys, but entering June and July, the Monkeys are not the same team as they were in May, and the brothers looked very, very good. And if they had, you know, we talk about the fight for the top series in June and July, the Monkeys won a lot of those games than the brothers did. And so, I mean, those are the reasons why the Monkeys were able to keep it close. The brothers had to wait until the makeup games to finish the deal. Obviously, that's good for the league, as, you know, we're not seeing 2 weeks of games that don't mean a ton. But for the brothers, they have to get the Monkeys off their back. Huh, get it? Yeah, they need to get the monkeys off their back, or else, you know, even if they advance the Taiwan series, you know, it's quite likely they'll face the monkeys in that series. And if they, you know, want, you know, with this record, it's not looking well for the monkey, for the brothers. And lastly, the bad, you know, looking at the, you know, how they celebrated the top half of the season, a championship. I mean, the team has so much pressure on them because of how popular they are, and also they haven't won in since 2010. They've been in a lot of Taiwan series, but ended up losing them. So the team knows that the fans and the management is looking for a win in the Taiwan series. And so you look at some of the interviews post game in the game that they clinched. You know, obviously they were happy, but for some of the veteran players, you know, you're seeing a lot of pressure on them. You know, they know this is only step one, and there's still long ways to go, especially if they face the Monkeys. The Monkeys are not a team that you can fool around with. So getting that monkey off their back and relax and going into the Taiwan series, making sure that they're not. I mean, winning the second half will be important for the brothers. So whoever is facing them in the Taiwan series will have to play at least three more high intensity games before they face the brothers in the Taiwan series. So the second half projections, I think, is pretty clear. Miranda, which started out really hot, have been cooling off a little bit. How consistent can he be for the second half of the season? Can DePaula and Miranda cope with the heat, the subtropical heat in Taiwan? That's gonna be a key for them. How they will stay consistent and stay, and you know, make sure that performance is carried into the postseason. Our team's gonna get to Huang Enci, which is a huge surprise that I didn't bring up earlier. I mean, one of probably the best domestic pitcher we've seen in the CPBL so far in 2020. And how will the bullpen stay hot in the postseason until the postseason? Obviously, we know that they're not gonna be, you know, red hot for a full 120 game season, but you know, are they gonna be able to turn the switch back on by the postseason will be important, because the last thing the brothers want to see is a really great regular season campaign but can't finish it off in the Taiwan series, because that's the fan base is hungry for a Taiwan series championship. Again, like I said, the team knows it, and they're, you know, they're I mean, I think they're facing some pressure from that as well. So that will be a key for them, making sure that they can finish it off in the Taiwan series, and making sure they have a good record versus the Monkeys, and making sure they win the second half. Again, like I said, even if they don't play the Monkeys in the Taiwan series, and you know, that if g grabbing a 1-0 advantage starting the Taiwan series is really nice, and make, you know, the brothers should do everything they can to win the second half of the season. So that's it for this episode of Rants with Anishi. This has been a relatively short episode on this podcast, as you may have known, but we went through each team, and hopefully you like my projections. Let me know what you think about some of my comments about some of the teams. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you guys next week.